All right, welcome to the podcast. We're back on another episode here. This episode is going to be dedicated to Mr. Lottis. Hopefully, you get us all 100. It was a dope year spending time with you, Mr. Lottis. Okay, well, today on top, we're going to talk about the Big Bang Theory.
Introduce yourself.
My name's Ethan. We got Mike over here. We have Glenn, and we have Lexi. And then...
That's it. And a cockroach, too.
A dead cockroach on the floor.
In your seventh period class.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget that, because you don't want to give other people grades.
Yeah, okay.
Just us.
So, about the Big Bang Theory, the universe has no center or edge, and every part of the cosmos is expanding. That means that if we run the clock backwards, we can figure out exactly when everything was packed together. 13.8 billion years ago, because every place we can map in the universe today occupied the same place 13.8 billion years ago. There wasn't a location for the Big Bang Theory. Instead, it happened everywhere simultaneously. Mark, what are your thoughts on all this? All
right, so basically, like, how the Big Bang happened, from what I've read up, is it's, in quantum physics, you have atoms that naturally attract each other. And after time, these atoms developed and then came together, and then they kind of, like, blew up, and then, we're all here now.
The Big Bang, broadly refers to the theory of cosmic expansion and the hot early universe. However, sometimes scientists will use the term to describe a moment in time when everything was packed into a single point. The problem that we don't have either observations or theories to describe that moment, which is properly, if clumsily, called the initial singularity. The initial singularity is the starting point for the universe we observe, but there might have been something that came before. The difficulty is that the very hot early cosmos and the rapid expansion called inflation that likely happened right after the singularity wiped out most, if not all, of the information about any history that preceded the Big Bang Theory.
So basically, like, a lot of, like, what we're saying too is, it's kind of hard for us to say anything because none of it's proven. It's all theory. So... there's a lot of different facts that could go around, so they won't all make sense because they're different theories from different people.
Glenn, what are your thoughts on this?
After its initial expansion, the universe cooled sufficiently to allow the formation of subatomic particles and later simple atoms. Giant clouds of these primordial elements later coalesced through gravity, eventually forming early stars and galaxies, the descendants of which are visible today.
Okay, now let's talk about size. The Big Bang expansion is 13.77 billion years. The first star was about 4 million years old. The Big Bang Theory also includes, like, dark energy, the development of the galaxies and planets, there's dark ages, the afterglow light pattern is 375,000 years, there's inflation, and that's it. I'm gonna pass it over to...
The Big Bang Theory explains where all the hydrogen and helium in the universe came from. So in the 1940s, Ralph Alford and George... Gamow calculated that the early universe was hot and dense enough to make virtually all the helium, lithium, and deuterium, hydrogen with a neutron attached, present in the cosmos today. Later research showed where the primordial hydrogen came from. This is known as the Big Bang nucleosynthesis, and it stands as one of the most successful predictions of the theory. The heavier elements, such as oxygen, iron, and uranium, were formed in stars and supernova explosions. The best evidence for the Big Bang Theory is in the form of microwaves. Early on, the whole universe was dense enough to be completely opaque, but at the time, roughly 380,000 years after the Big Bang, expansion spread everything out enough to make the universe transparent. The light released from this transition, known as the cosmic microwave background, CMB, still exists. It was first observed in the 1960s by Arnold Penzias and Robert Wilson. The discovery cemented the Big Bang Theory as the best description of the universe. Since then, observatories such as WMAP and Planck have used the CMB to tell us a lot about the structure and content of the cosmos. You want to continue, or?
I mean, yeah. Wait, what were we talking about again?
The Big Bang, my guy. The Big Bang.
That's right. The Big Bang. So basically, in addition to his religious training and work, George Latimer was a physicist who studied the general theory of relativity and worked out some of the conditions of early cosmos in 1920s and 30s. His preferred metaphor for the origin of the universe were a cosmic egg, or a primeval atom. And they never caught on, which is too bad, because until the 1960s, the idea of the universe, of a universe with a beginning, was controversial among physicists, and the name Big Bang was actually coined by astronomer Fred Hoyle, who was the leading proponent of an alternative theory where the universe continues forever without a beginning. So yeah, like I said earlier,
that's a cool theory, man.
Yeah.
I think it's just a pretty cool topic to talk about, because I mean, it's not really like something that you're able to really explore about. It's just people, something that you just have like little bits of evidence of. So I think it's a pretty cool little topic, because pretty much anybody can have any opinion they want, but I guess you won't really know for sure like 100% details of it. I think it's pretty cool to know that one day the universe is going to collapse on itself, so you know, everyone's going to die in the blink of an eye. So that's all the time we have for today's podcast. I thank you for coming, Lottis. It was a cool year with you. Yeah. In 2 years.
And we're going to be gone.
Yeah.
Yay.
Bye, mister. Have a good one.
Peace out, Mr. Lottis.
Love you.
Love you. You're my favorite.
Yeah.